the month of God. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of the special series for Ramadan. Imam Ali, peace upon him, asked Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Messenger of God, what is the best deed in the month of Ramadan? The Prophet answered, the best deed in this month is refraining from sin. Dear friends, refraining from sin becomes more difficult when a person is exposed to sin. In other words, when there is the motive and the ground is set for committing sin. Scholars of ethics say that the human soul, that is self, is an unruly horse that will not obey the rider, so it will go its own way if it is set free. Therefore, it should be harnessed and directed in the right way. If it is left free, it will lead human being to precipice and ultimate destruction. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says in Sermon 176 of Nahjul Balagha, do know there is no act of obedience of God which is pleasant to do. And there is no act of his disobedience which is unpleasant and devoid of carnal desire to do. Thus, may God have mercy upon him who abandons carnal desires and pleasures and suppresses the self. The most difficult deed is to prevent the self from carnal desires because the self is always seeking transgression and hedonism. There are some acts that nullify fasting. Eating and drinking are some of them. Some other acts include inhaling thick dust, drowning the whole head in water, intentional vomiting. Dear listeners, the point to note here is that all these acts nullify fasting only if they are done intentionally and with free will. So, if for instance, one eats something while forgetting that he is fasting, his fast will not be nullified. Also, if someone is forced to eat or drink something, his fast will not be nullified. If the gum is bleeding, one should not swallow it. He should rather let it be mixed with the saliva and then he can swallow it. This way, his fast will not be nullified. Moreover, if the thick dust is inhaled, it will not nullify fast until it reaches the throat. Dear listeners, if you remember the first part of Dua Iftitah, that is opening supplication, teaches us politeness of servitude in the divine court. The second part was about seeking intercession with the Prophet of Islam and his Ahlul Bayt. Meanwhile, in the third part of this supplication, we plead to God to hasten the reappearance of the Savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi. We read, O God, and bless the owner of your authority, the hoped Qa'im, and the awaited justice, and engulf him by your nearest angels, and endorse him by the Holy Spirit, the highest angel, O Lord of the worlds. O God, make him your representative on earth, as you made his predecessors representatives. Authorize him in religion, that you are pleased him with. Change his fear to security so that he worships you while associating no one with you. O God, dignify him and dignify others by him, and help him and help others by him, and make him victorious with a great victory, and make him conqueror of an easy conquest. O God, make your religion and the practice of your messenger manifest by him so that he does not hide anything of truth out of fear of people. In this supplication, we continue to plead to God to solve our problems by Imam Mahdi, saying, O God, indeed we are eager toward you in a noble government whereby you dignify Islam and his people and humiliate hypocrisy and his people, and place us in it among the callers to your obedience and the leaders to your way. O God, connect our disparity by him and unite our discrepancy by him, and amplify your littleness by him, and dignify our humility by him, and change our poverty by him to richness, and pay by him our debts, and fill by him our rifts, and ease by him our hardships, and illuminate by him our faces, and free by him our captives. O God, fulfill our demands by him and answer out prayers by him. O, the best of those who are asked and the most open-handed of the generous. Cure by him our chest and remove by him the grudges of our hearts. And guide us by him in what there is difference in truth with your permission. Indeed, you guide toward the right path whoever you wish, and make us by him triumph over your enemy and our enemy, O rightful God. Amen.